Vina Stowe was out moose hunting and trout fishing with her parents and boyfriend Friday afternoon off Government Slough. Then she spotted something.
I'm always looking around and just looked down and was looking at this thing that looked like kind of like a cottonwood that was waterlogged with full of tannins. And I looked at it again and looked up at my boyfriend and I was like, Seth, I'm pretty sure that's a human skull.
The spot is about 5 miles to the north of Wrangell's city center. Stowe found the top half of the skull upside down in the slough. She says she's surprised she found it in the first place since it was likely underwater just a few days before she arrived because of the river level.
At first, you know, it's kind of slightly creepy, but then you think about it, it's like, wow, I mean, even if he's only 50 to 100 years, you know, laying there, like, what was he doing? It's kind of intriguing that it's there, and it's slightly kind of almost disturbing. Like, I was fishing and I just stopped for a second and be like, oh my gosh, like, I found a human skull.
She says she immediately took pictures of the location and took a closer look at the skull itself. Stowe has taken anthropology courses in the past in preparation for a career in fisheries management.
It was kind of one of those things where, how old is it? Is it a skull that had just absorbed the tannins and is that brown color, or is it actually, you know, really old? But the brow line was, the ridge is like very prominent, and the bones on the side of the eye sockets were really pointy. And I'm like, well, that's just a very different characteristic for skulls. And I thought about my anthropology teacher and was like, I bet she'd be interested in this.
Stowe says she brought the skull back to the cabin where she was staying and called the police to let them know she would bring it in. She says she made sure to explain it was a very old skull. Stowe also sent pictures to her anthropology teacher, who pointed out the size and features could mean it belonged to an Alaska Native. She says that's of special interest to her since she's Tlingit. The U.S. Forest Service took the skull from police and will have its anthropologist investigate and carbon date it. The agency has strict rules for handling and disposal of Native remains. In Wrangell, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.